This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. senators vote today on whether former Republican U.S. President Donald Trump will be held accountable for inciting a January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol via a speech he gave to supporters prior to that attack, which left five people dead. Closing arguments are set for the trial on Saturday. Prosecutors in the U.S. House of Representatives argued that Trump's rallying cry to go to the Capitol and fight for his presidency, just as Congress was convening to certify Joe Biden's election victory, was part of an orchestrated pattern of violent rhetoric and false claims that unleashed the mob. Trump's lawyers countered on Friday that Trump's words were not intended to incite the violence and that impeachment is designed to prevent him from serving in office again. He's indicated that he may try to run for president in the future. Many Republicans representing states where the former president remains popular doubt whether Trump was fully responsible. Democrats appear all but united toward conviction. A suicide car bombing killed at least one civilian and wounded at least seven in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, early Saturday morning. The explosion near a security checkpoint also damaged at least a dozen vehicles, authorities and witnesses said. A police spokesman said the driver disobeyed orders to stop and soldiers fired at the car as it forced its way past the first of two checkpoints. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The explosion came as Somali politicians argue over how to hold a national election, which was previously scheduled for February 8th. Some of them say that President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed has overstayed his mandate. Al-Shabaab has often been accused of these type attacks, but they have not